How have Christian schools been doing during the pandemic? Well, it depends on when you ask. After the spring upended education along with the entire economy, parents often pulled their kids out of parochial schools. The tuition, often upwards of $10,000 a year and sometimes beyond, was too expensive with many families furloughed. But in the fall, Peter Held says it was a different story. He's the principal at Rockford Christian High School.
We've gotten a number of students from a variety of different local schools because they really need in-person education.
In the fall, Rockford Christian, like 60% of independent private schools, was in-person. Only 5% of private schools were fully online. Now their enrollment is up, more than making up for the losses of early in the pandemic. Both Rockford Christian Schools and Harvest Christian Academy in Elgin offered an online option as well. Harvest only had a handful of students learning remotely, and Held says that more than 80% of Rockford Christian School students are in person every day. Harvest Superintendent Talbot Benkins says they enforce mask wearing, and they have small classes as it is.
We've had very small amount of cases, probably 4 cases we've had. We didn't even get our first case until after end of November.
Held says they've had cases too, and quite a few quarantines to handle. Religious schools have also had to adjust the way they practice faith. Gone are the days of packing the sanctuary full of students singing in their weekly chapel. Harvest still holds chapel, but they separate students out by grade level and space them out into sections. Rockford Christian has been live streaming services directly to classrooms to avoid any gatherings. But Principal Held says that's led to some unique opportunities via Zoom.
We also connected with a few missionaries, and we talked with somebody in Romania. We've also talked with somebody in China, and it's good to get a perspective from them that we'd have never been able to have otherwise.
As for typical COVID-19 safety precautions, both schools do internal contact tracing and coordinate with their local health department. Benkett says they're also honest about their priorities.
We tell them also, our goal is, to do anything we can to stay in person.
Some school districts are approving contracts to do their own COVID-19 testing in the new year. Benkett says Harvest Christian Academy explored that option, but it was too cost prohibitive. The vaccine rollout also begs new questions of religious schools. Many public schools and the Illinois State Board of Education are actively encouraging staff and the school community to get vaccinated. Will they do the same? Peter Held says they're providing information on how to sign up for vaccines, but leaving it up to their discretion.
I can tell you that every one of our faculty really want to be done with this pandemic, but I've had conversations with teachers and families and students that are all over the board. Some people are really excited. They want to be the front of the line. Others are a bit hesitant, and others don't want to get it.
Benkett says they've already had some nurses get their first dose. They participated in a survey from their county health department asking how many staff members were interested in getting the vaccine. He says the results went straight to the health department, and he didn't ask what percent wanted it. Benkin also says they trust their tuition-paying parents to make the best decision for their kids. And he says they'll be comfortable either way when student vaccinations are imminent.
We're just kind of firm believers in it. People should do what they're convicted to do, particularly our parents. We tell them we're in a partnership with them, and we really thrive on that.
He says he does plan to get the vaccine himself.
Yeah, I'm going to get it. I don't have any concerns. I've felt that way all along. I believe in medical science.
Harvest and Rockford Christian had 2 of the top 5 highest numbers of religious objections among Illinois schools to immunizations for viruses like measles and polio. Each had more than 40 in 2019. It's been a traumatic school year for every student, parent, and teacher at any school. Matt Nyberg is the principal of Rockford Christian's pre-K and elementary levels.
The conversations of faith for a lot of people and a lot of kids shifted from theoretical, kind of that when you face problems in life, when you get really frustrated, to a whole lot more tangible.
But for those schools, it's been a godsend to have a common language of faith to center their conversations about the trauma of COVID-19. I'm Peter Medlin.